from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
A source told the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
What is it that I owe to fans? And I think one of the things that I owe to fans is to get better as fast as we can possibly get better. The speed is of the essence. If you bring in somebody from the outside, it's going to take him a year. He's going to have to evaluate everybody in the organization. I could bring Branch Rickey in if he was available, and he'd have to evaluate everybody. So you'll lose a year. And here I had somebody inside, and that's basically how I got to Chris.
I don't like our team.
Wow.
Branch Rickey would have been a hell of a hire, though, in fairness.
I forgot how many Dodgers from Brooklyn references there were. 1957 is when young Jerry Reinsdorf, which was a terrible sitcom, by the way. Young Sheldon is far better. Young Jerry Reinsdorf in 1957 watched the Dodgers leave and has never been the same.
Because I got a baseball thought. You know what? If taking that thought process, right, how we love those Dodgers teams,
yeah,
they should break the bad player barrier and finally bring some good players onto the team.
Be revolutionary. Make a movie about it and everything.
Is there another league? Is there another league that has the good players?
Break the good player barrier.
Oh, yeah.
We want the good players, yeah.
Well, he's not interested in the good players that are here. He laughs. He laughs in the face of the possibility of the best player of perhaps all time coming here. Not interested.
Well, in fairness, he never would come here.
Not well. Yeah. Yeah, but he's not even going to offer him.
Yeah, not even going to try.
Oh. Amazing. I forgot that Branch, he couldn't bring him in. Not available.
So, the stat that they have more blown saves than wins is so ridiculous to compute. That's not more blown saves than saves. That's more blown saves than wins. 28 blown saves, 27 wins on the season. There's no way it's happened before in baseball history. I couldn't find an example, but I'm also not an excellent researcher.
Yeah, it goes to show you guys, right? A few games can break either way. Yeah. They're in the playoffs,
yeah,
you know?
That's right.
But there's just no chance that's ever happened before. More blown saves than wins?
Yeah, it's very hard to imagine that ever happening before.
That basically just means, like, there's no 5-0 wins
I'm going to say that I've read at least 3 stat-filled, curious deep dives from national baseball pundits over the last 3 days, the latest of which is Jason Stark today in The Athletic, with everybody just kind of finding everything they can about just how historically bad this is. But that one's not in there. That one's not in there. So that's on you. You know, ask your buddy Passan if it's ever happened before.
It seems impossible. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I mean, they're going to do it.
I don't know. I mean, it's
the most before the White Sox is the Phillies in 2021-34. Team blown saves. The White Sox have 27 currently.
But how many wins did the Phillies have that year?
Well, more than 34 because they didn't break the record that year.
But Shane, how many leads are they going to have in the seventh inning?
Well, if the games ended in the seventh inning, the White Sox this year would be 167,006. We know that.
Yeah, famously.
Yeah.
But so, okay, so 34 blown saves is the record for most in a season, but it's just more blown saves than wins is impossible. It is an impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear this. This you said is an all-timer.
It was an all-timer.
Hit and run.
Yeah, it felt special.
All right, let's
hear. And I heard from so many people on the text lines and on my phone after this guy finished his call about the White Sox yesterday. Frank is in MacArthur Park and is now on 670 The Score. Frank, did anybody leave a cake out in the rain? How are you, sir?
No, I'm in Melrose Park, actually. But
I see.
Anyway,
yeah.
Listen. You know what? I've been a Sox fan since 1956. I don't have to belabor the fact this is the worst team I ever laid eyes on. But you know what? There's no defending Grafal either. They picked this guy who had about 9 managerial opportunities, not opportunities, but interviews. Nobody wanted them. We get a guy off the I never even heard of the guy, another Kansas City reject. The bottom line is this. Everybody could beat theirs. I feel sorry for Stoney and the announcers trying to make something happen. But here, I'll give you a good example. The other night, what got me pissed off about Griffel was this. Give the Sox fans something to cheer about, anything, a little piece of a cookie. That kid goes 7 strong innings to a 9-pitch 7th inning. He's got 90 pitches, Cannon. Why wouldn't you let this kid come out and finish that game? Why wouldn't you do it? Why does this guy have to do what he does every pitch? You know, as far as Coach Shea goes, sit him the rest of the year. I don't want to see this guy go out and pitch 3 innings a game. I don't want to look at him again. Throw him to the book. But here's the bottom line to everything.
Yeah.
Until Jerry Reinsdorf, who's a scumbag in my eyes, I've been a season ticket holder since the 40s, my family, sells this team is going nowhere. Because that article by Morrissey the other day, which I don't agree with him all the time, with a bozo face on Reinsdorf, hit it right on the head. He don't care about the Sox fans. This guy bought 2 franchises 40 years ago, spent about $45 million total, now they're worth about $7 billion between them. What does he care about us? He's a cocky, no-good individual, and he's ruined 2 franchises. And I'm going to tell you something with his 6 championships.
Yeah.
If Houston and Portland didn't make a mistake in the 84 draft, they would have never won a world championship, the Bulls. So you know what?
But
I am not giving them another dime of my money, ever, until this guy either drops.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Or sells the team. I thank you for listening to me. I want to hear your reaction.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, my God. That was exquisite. That was, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to 670 The Score. My reaction is that Frank is why the Lord invented phone calling.
It's really strong. It's a 9.8 out of 10. It's as good as it gets.
Right?
It's really good.
It's really good.
Do you believe him? You believe he's done giving him money?
I have no idea. Oh, the crowd. The crowd is giving him even more. It's amazing. The double standing ovation.
It's like the Cannes Film Festival.
It's a 20. They're not done. They're not done. I don't know, Danny, if he's done giving him money. The family's had season tickets since the 40s.
Since the 40s. It feels... I mean, maybe if the losing streak gets to 40?
I don't know, man. That's the fact that incredible. It started with his White Sox fan resume, you know?
It's Melrose Park.
Been a fan since 56. Yeah, that's the associate producer struggled to...
Oh, you're... Oh, my God!
Oh, you're talking crap about your son again.
Oh, man.
He had a good day, though.
He let that call through. He had a great day.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because normally I tell the associate producers, stay away from the very old. And that one paid off.
Oh,
I'm glad
God.
Ruben didn't listen.
But the accent, everything.
Fan credentials.
Oh,
yeah.
Fan credentials, accent, and then, oh, just so much going on.
It's really
on.
Good.
Oh, delightful.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. Even like, that was amazing.
Until he drops dead.
Yeah. Bravo, Frank. I think Big Frank got the Donna Summer reference. No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did get the MacArthur Park. He just didn't. He didn't want anything to do with it. I'm in Melrose Park. Screw you in MacArthur Park.
Yes. Hey, that's the thing. White Sox could be really bad, but they generally speaking do produce entertaining content. Like their fans do entertaining things. The callers are entertaining. The post-game show is entertaining.
Yeah.
Shrift Dog making a fool of himself is entertaining. Like there is a lot of clown behavior around the clown team.
That's why it's so much fun when they're good. It's like really fun because the characters are just awesome.
Excellent
around
characters,
it.
Very oh, funny fans.
We all know some hilariously entertaining and acerbic White Sox fans. Like everybody's Mark Potash, you know. It's like or Chris Tannehill. I think of you all the time, Tanny, as a defeated, just in general in my life. But no,
defeated man,
a defeated Sox fan. I mean, no, who loves baseball more than this man?
Several people. You do, for one. You are president. So one
I
day
don't
I
know.
Will get there.
You're right there. And like Frank is you.
But there is something beautiful though about like the salty, crusty Sox fans, and I am one of them, so I can speak about them in such a manner. When they are good, these people, and they do a 180, and all of a sudden they're happy.
Oh, it's amazing.
And they're representing, and they're going to the ballpark. It's a beautiful thing to see these crusty people. They're just like, hey, how about that? You see that game last night? Yeah. Like, there's something awesome to it. And I was telling
Shane.
I've
been watching this team since 46.
I think life may not suck.
Hey, this
I'm not sure.
This reminds me of that 59 team, you know? They hustled, you know? Like, Shane and I were talking, though. Like, I don't watch them often these days. I did put them on yesterday while I was doing some work just to have something on in the background. 8-0 after 2 innings. It's just so tough. Like, then you start getting mad again.
Yeah.
You know, they try to come back a little bit, and that was fine. But, geez, you know, 20? It's baseball is hard and fluky and strange and dumb and weird and still
20
in a row.
20 in a row.
Row? Yes, in a row.
I had it on in the background yesterday for a little while, too, and I had that same emotion, 8-0 after 2 innings. And my girlfriend says, you guys choose to consume this for your job?
Yeah.
It sucks. Why do we do it?
The companion sport, and we don't have a companion.
I'd rather be lonely.
Yeah.
I'd rather be lonely than have to choose them as my companion for anything.
Oh, God. One of those crusty old Sox fans texted me during the game, assuming that I was watching the game, and he was wrong yesterday. But he texted me during the game, he's like, what's wrong with Luis Robert?
What's wrong with Luis Robert?
No chance. Yeah. No chance. He's watching this White Sox game. Are you crazy?
He said, what's wrong with Luis Robert? And I had to give him my honest answer, which is that I think right now he probably just doesn't give a crap. You know? That Luis looks kind of checked out there. There's a lot of times where he looks checked out. Now, he moves very, very smoothly, and it looks like there's not a lot of effort sometimes, but at the plate, does he really care right now? And the Sox fans said, that kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I ran into Josh Nelson when he was here last week for his hit on the midday show, and I respect his opinion. Like, you know, long-suffering Sox fan and pours his, you know, everything into his content. And I asked him, I was like, I don't know if you and Jim Margulis are talking about this, but why do all the players get worse? And he's like, you know, that's a great question. No one knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why the Pedro thing is like, it's so bad beyond the manager. But he has not made anybody better. I don't know anybody that he's made better. I don't know what his strength is as a manager. I don't have a single thing that we can point to. So, yeah, and it really doesn't make – the only thing that makes sense for why he's still here is because they're paying him. That's literally it.
Well, that actually led to a pretty incredible moment as well. We'll get into it. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.